Welcome to the AI Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Mast, and today with me is Clay Lehman. Clay and I got to know each other, I want to say it was a little bit over a year ago. Clay's actually been in my AI mastermind. And one of the things that's always impressed me about Clay is one of these guys that takes action. I've always been a big believer that success loves action. And although Clay and I have never actually talked about that in depth, I've seen Clay do that. And I wanted to bring Clay on because he's really embraced AI in his business. And as you guys know from listening to the podcast, I love chatting with people that have integrated AI into their businesses when they're not necessarily AI guys. And Clay's not really the AI guy, although he's really adept at it. So Clay, welcome. I kind of butchered that opening, but tell everybody a little bit about you and who you serve right now, Clay.
Sure. Yeah. So my background is in real estate. I've been a real estate professional since 2005, effectively. You know, going deeper back, my background's accounting, but my professional career, the majority of it has been spent in real estate. And I think the reason that you see me as someone who takes action is because it's really the only way I find that I can learn something effectively is if I actually do it. So I, you know, when we connected, I really didn't have any vision of doing some of the things I'm doing now. It's only been through what we've worked on together and what I've learned with you and some of the other participants in the groups that it opened my eyes to some of the other things I could be doing. So, you know, you said, who do I serve? You know, I'm working to bring AI and automation to real estate professionals. It's really interesting. You know, real estate has gone through a number of changes in the last few years. And I mean, honestly, I feel like real estate agents, their heads are spinning. And it's not just technological changes, but it's also regulatory. The business has shifted substantially in the last 3 years. And so they just have so much going on and there's so much power available to them in AI, but it's hard for them to see or find clarity in all the noise that's coming from all the different areas. And so that's, you know, if I were to boil it down, that's what I'm working on, is trying to, you know, sort of demonstrate how they can leverage this amazing tool. And we're at this unique inflection point where it's still young, but maturing. Yes. And that early adopters will be rewarded. And so that's kind of what, you know, I would boil down what I'm working on right now, is kind of bringing people, you know, bringing this to people in a manner that they can understand and implement. You know, a lot of what we see feels too complex or unattainable. And I, you know, one of the things that I've always prided myself on, and I think it's just because I'm kind of simple, like minded. I mean, I'm able to boil things down in a manner. If I can understand it, I can help you understand it. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Well, you've done a great job of really gaining that understanding of how to use it and where to leverage it. I'm kind of curious, you know, real estate, at least in my experience, nothing against any of the real estate guys I know, but the guys and gals I know in real estate don't tend to be the most technological. Great salespeople, great relationship people, very knowledgeable. But when it comes to tech, there's exceptions, of course, but in general, sure, it doesn't seem to be a strong suit. What are you finding as you work with real estate agents? Are they open to leveraging AI? And what are they maybe most excited about as they start doing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair observation. People that get into real estate, generally speaing, are outgoing people. They're, you know, will talk to anybody. But they don't necessarily love sitting behind a desk and pounding away at keys or doing administrative tasks. And that's one of the things that, you know, I try to demonstrate for them, is that, you know, this will free you to be doing the things you love, because it can, you know, either eliminate or at least minimize the amount of time that you have to spend doing those things that you don't love. When I'm working with realtors, the things that they're the most excited about, like the number one pain point for real estate agents, is lead generation, lead qualification, lead follow-up. You know, they get a lot of leads, but there are challenges with converting those leads. You know, it takes a lot of follow-up. Sure. It takes a lot of discipline, which, again, painting with maybe too broad a brush, and lumping myself into this category, discipline isn't always doesn't always go hand in hand with being outgoing and wanting to talk to people and being a salesperson. But, you know, lead conversion and lead nurturing requires discipline, and where you lack discipline, AI does not. And I think we and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but sometimes we use the label of AI, but really I think it would be more accurate to say AI and automation, you know, go hand in hand in this area, where the AI can help, you know, personalize your interactions, and the automation can make it happen every single time, so that, you know, you're getting the best of both worlds. Because that's really what it comes down to when people are resistant to AI and to automation. And I was the same way when I was first introduced to the idea of automation in my business. I did not want to lose the personal touch, and the I felt like it would be you know, negatively impact our customer service because it would feel robotic. Well, I learned that there were ways, even before AI was you know, something I was familiar with, you know, there are ways to manage your automation that makes it personalized, but AI takes that to the next level, because you can have automations that trigger at a certain point and then take that customer you're, you know, interacting with and run them through the, you know, run who they are and what they're looking for through AI. And then all of a sudden that automated message becomes immensely personalized. So, I mean, that's one of the main things they're excited about, is like, is the lead nurturing and lead generation, or I should say lead nurturing and conversion assistance. But then further, the administrative tasks that they hate doing, you know, AI can, again, I hesitate to say eliminate, because I feel like, yeah, there's probably opportunities for that, but it's more minimize, make it so that you're spending less time doing those things. You know, those are the things they seem to be the most excited about.
Well, being a sales rep myself, and one who absolutely stinks at everything related to paperwork, I know it's one of the things that I've always loved about it, is just AI gives me that ability to, like you said, minimize some of those tasks that I don't like. It's not necessarily going to eliminate them entirely, but if instead of spending 4 hours a week on something, I can spend an hour a week, major win and major stress reduction, because I don't like those things.
Yep.
The other thing that I've really noticed where it makes a difference, and I'm thinking this applies to real estate as well, is there are a lot of things as a salesperson that I know I should be doing, that I even want to do, especially when it comes to nurturing. But candidly, there ain't enough time.
Absolutely.
And so prior to AI, there was no effective way to put these nurture campaigns in place, because writing them out took a lot of time. Certainly customizing them was impossible. And so now you're sending out generic stuff, and we've all got them. You know, you got the birthday card from the realtor that, you know, you haven't talked to in 10 years because you've been in your house, and the only thing you've gotten is 9 other birthday cards from them, because it's the one thing they could do that was repeatable.
Right.
But now with AI, they can leverage, and any salesperson can leverage, like you said, the AI, not only to create the nurture campaigns, but to personalize it in a manner that candidly still blows my mind, Clay, when I think about the fact that you can look at that record in your contact database and you can say, okay, here's the type of house that Jonathan and his wife are looking at, or, you know, it's been more than 3.5 years since they moved in, so maybe they are thinking of upsizing or down, and I don't know what the years are. But all of that stuff can then be customized, not to mention if you've followed, like, I don't know if you've ever read Harvey McKay's McKay 66, but he had a 66 questions that he would ask. He owned a McKay envelope company, and 66 questions that he would ask. And over time, you'd start learning. It wasn't like every prospect had them, but, you know, their kids, where they went to college, all that type of stuff. Well, now if you have some of that information and you can use AI to reference that, you can customize your responses based on that. So I quite literally can even comment on the fact that, you know, as you were and I were talking pre-recording here, hey, Clay, you know, last time we talked, you mentioned that your son had moved out and then decided to move back home because it gets so dang expensive. How is that working for you? You can, I mean, you could get that customized without you having to do anything. And that to me is really exciting, because it now opens up what salespeople are great at, which is building relationships, and gives them the ability to do that by amplifying what they already know, not by replacing them, but by amplifying that.
100%. No, you nailed it. So, you know, you're talking about predictive analytics, like looking at, you know, who's going to act when. So the big thing that is preached in real estate sales, and I'm sure this is true of other sales, but in real estate sales, is that, you know, you have to be top of mind when someone is ready to make a buying or selling decision. The problem is you don't know when they're going to be ready to make a buying or selling decision, so you have to be top of mind at all times. Well, predictive analytics helps kind of cut that down a little bit, where you can say, oh, you know, the average person moves X times, you know, or after X years in a house, which again, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head either, but I don't have to because AI does. So you can use those predictive analytics to segment your database and match your message to the timing of when someone's going to move. And then even further, you can match your messaging better to what they are looking for. You know, I'm going to be teaching a class coming up on using lead magnets. And one of the advantages of lead magnets is people self-select and let you know exactly what they're interested in. And then AI can help you build your nurture campaign so that you're dripping them with the right messages at the right time. And the other thing that you said that really resonates with me, and I found it to be very true, is there are things that I do now. And I want to say, hey, before AI, this would have taken me X time. But really, the truth is, before AI, I just didn't do it. So it was, it's not a matter of saying, because like for me, one of the things that I really enjoy is writing blogs. And I looked back in my, you know, so I've been using the same Google Drive, Google Workspace account forever. And I look back and like in 2022, I wrote like three blogs. Well, I'm writing two blogs a week right now, and yeah, I'm leveraging AI to do it. The manner in which I do it involves a lot of my own input, but I just wouldn't have taken the time to perfect. And I don't even, you know, perfect's not the right word, but you know, I want the blog to meet a certain standard. And even though that standard's not perfection, I wouldn't meet it on my own. I would get bored with trying to write it and say, ugh, this isn't worth it. I'm not finishing this. Or I'd probably intend to finish it and then never come back to it. But now with, you know, leveraging AI to do that, I can create. And it just, it has really opened up this this channel in my brain that was there but dormant. And has created this pathway to complete something I really enjoy. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned was about taking action. You know, so I took your topical authority course. Mm-hmm. I don't think I took it when it was initially offered. I think that was maybe before we connected, but I took it. And then, I took it live, but regardless, I implemented it. And, you know, a big part of that is writing blogs and then creating the social media to support the blogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that involves a lot of work that I just never would have done. But using the methods that you, you know, had taught us, I implemented, and true to what was sort of promised, if you will, it has been transformative. My online presence has grown exponentially. I'm being asked to do things like this, be on podcasts and present to folks and all that. And that, all that to say, these are just things that, no, I didn't have the methodology of the topical authority, but I've known for years that I needed to create content. And I just didn't do it because it was, you know, quote unquote, too hard, too time consuming, probably just too focused. It requires too much focus for someone like me that just has trouble with that. Now AI makes it so that, you know, I can kind of get the best of both worlds. My creativity is stimulated, and then the AI helps me bring it home.
Yeah, I think to me that, you know, over the last couple of years, that realization that you just talked about has been one of the most significant to me. I thought that I was doing lots of things that I should be doing, and I was doing a lot of them, but I was also missing a lot of things simply because you were run all day long, and you get to the end of the day, and let's face it, you're tired or you're sick of working, and there were just things that didn't get done, even though you knew in a perfect world you should. Absolutely. And now AI helps us leverage that. The part that's really exciting for me isn't just what I'm able to do, but it's also, and I'm sure you see this with real estate teams, if I empower my teams with these tools, they get to do all those same things as well. So it's an exponential increase in productivity, and that leads to just so much growth. Talk to me a little bit. You've decided to kind of pivot a little bit from where you were when I met you, and you're doing a lot more coaching. What, if I remember right, one of our first conversations, you were kind of in the, all right, I don't want to like AI. I'm not there, but I know I need to. What was it that caused you to kind of go from, I don't want to deal with this, to, wow, this is cool? What caused that transformation for you, Clay?
It's really simple, and it was just opening up ChatGPT and starting to brainstorm. And like, because I remember talking to my brother just before I engaged with you. And my brother, of the two of us, he's older than me, and he's more tech savvy. He works as a web developer for a university, and he had started using AI some in his work. And I remember talking to him, and I just couldn't conceptualize the benefit of utilizing AI. Then I joined a couple of AI groups, yours included, and in kind of going through some of the past posts and AI prompts for entrepreneurs, I saw some of the use cases, and I just started asking questions in chat. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is really cool how this thing answers these questions. And then I started like, oh, I'm having an issue with something at work, and so I'm going to plug that in here. And in pretty short order, ChatGPT and Perplexity replaced Google for me, and that started opening things up. And then just doing the different challenges, and I'm not trying to plug anything, but really it was
No.
transformative doing the challenges to kind of open further, just sort of open my brain. And I've always been somewhat. So it's a combination of two things. I'm kind of lazy, but I also,
I don't think so. I really don't.
but I, well, but I re so here's the kicker. I have a commitment to getting it done right. And I think those two things, being a little bit lazy, but wanting to get things done right, I'm good at putting together shortcuts. It goes back to like, I can't remember what math it was. It was some math in high school that the teacher told my parents that, if there's a shortcut, Clay will find it. And I don't think it was a compliment, but it has served me well. And I found that on, just not to oversimplify, but AI is the ultimate shortcut, and not corner cut, not shortcut as in, we're not cheating, but it's this tool. There's this story that I love, and it's from, I think it was in like Think and Grow Rich, or maybe it was because the story may be after that, but it's about Henry Ford. So Henry Ford was he sued a newspaper because the newspaper said he was an idiot, and so he sued him for libel. And they put Henry Ford on the stand, and the attorney was grilling him with all these fact-based questions, like how many acres were in the Louisiana Purchase, and whatever, like all these. And finally, Henry Ford said, "I've had enough of this. I have a device on my desk with 12 lighted buttons. I can hit any one of those buttons to get a hold of the person that has the answer to your questions. So I'm not an idiot. I don't need to know these things. I have access to that information." Well, that was Henry Ford, and at the time, he was one of the richest people in the world. We have, and I mean by we, I mean everyone, even people halfway across the country and living everyone has access to basically all the world's information. And so now it just levels the playing field for everyone. That was the richest person in the
Absolutely.
world that had access to information. Now we all have access to information. And it's interesting just to kind of see how that makes, so for me, and again, this is a long way around from the shortcut. It just blows my mind what I have access to through AI. It's incredible.
I've never heard that story, but I love that. And to me, it's so applicable for AI. It's not, going back to the school, one of the things I love to learn, but I didn't love school. And the reason I didn't love school was because when I'm sitting there and having to read, any book in literature, I'm like, I don't like this book. I'm not going to read it ever again. Why do I need to know this about, some fly or whatever? I don't remember what the books were anymore. I literally have forgotten. Same thing with dates in history. It's like, okay, I get it that, most people, at least when we were studying, thought that Columbus discovered America. Whether that's true or not, who cares at this point? But did it really matter that I had to remember that it was in 1472? No, because like I love the aspect you just shared that Henry Ford knew how to get the answers. And, I'm thinking, if I'm hiring somebody today, and you and I both just recently have hired new people on our team, mm-hmm. I know I was not looking for people that knew the answer. I was looking for people that knew how to find yep. the answer. To me, absolutely. That's really where AI comes in and fits, not only for us as business owners and leaders, but especially for our teams. How do you convey that message to your coaching clients?
Yeah, so it's, for the most part, what I find is that when I'm coaching people, they're generally open to AI, but they just don't know where to get started. That seems to be the biggest kind of obstacle. And I guess that sort of, and I hadn't thought about this until I just made that statement, but that that resonates with my experience, was I didn't know where to get started. So generally speaking, I just try to get them, it's kind of like there's a concept in football where when you're putting a new quarterback in, you don't want to call like the most complicated play right off the bat. So you call, one coach calls them confidence builders. So you call a short pass first. And so to me, I say, hey, look, let's just go into ChatGPT and ask, you know, any kind of, like, usually I have a conversation with them before we jump right in, and I'll identify a question that they may have mentioned during the call. Like, you know, what niche should I focus on first? Because that's one of the things that I try to help people with, is understanding that when you're trying to catch everyone in the net, you're leaving too big of holes and everybody's slipping through. You gotta narrow your focus. And so that'll be one of the things we'll do, is help me narrow my focus. What niche should I, you know, ask me questions. I try to have some prompts ready for them to then, you know, just see how it works. Because once you can see how it works, I think you start to unlock, how do I engage with it to get this out myself? I'm a big believer in the teach a man to fish, you know, philosophy. So I try to teach, how do you do it, versus, because like I'll see a lot in our groups, you know, in your group, I'll see a lot of times I feel like people are asking, you know, oh, can you give me that prompt again? And I think that's a fair question, but I'd rather you learn how to create your own prompts so that you're not hamstrung and relying on other people to unlock the power for you. And so that's what I generally am trying to do, is just equip people to serve themselves, utilize AI for their purposes. And generally people, I mean, I think it's, you know, the inflection point we're at now, and it's happening rapidly, but it you know, where we're at now reminds me of sort of the late 90s or mid to late 90s internet, you know, where it was clearly not a fad, but people hadn't figured out, and in particular business had not yet figured out how to integrate it into every day. If a business had a website, it was just their brochure digitized. Yes. It wasn't really, you know, there was no Amazon. Amazon was not what it is today. There was no real e-commerce. Well, I feel like that's where we're at with AI, although it's moving at a much faster pace than the internet. But we're still in that sort of early days where we're all still figuring it out. There's a lot of competition, which I think is exciting. That's turning it into every day. The AI models are churning out some new, amazing, mind-blowing technology. You know, I just read a couple books, and I wrote a post today on the books. One of them was The No BS Guide to Marketing Automation and AI. Oh, and it's a really good book. And the authors address this challenge directly, and they did a great job of managing it. So I don't want to sound like I'm downplaying the value of the book, but it's really hard to write and publish a book about AI right now. Because it's hard to write a blog post about AI, because by the time you finish your blog post, it's like, oh, did you hear Grok just released this or that? You know, it's like, so it's a challenge to kind of keep up with everything. But it's such an amazing time to be participating. And that's what I'm trying to introduce people to. And the other idea, and it's not like a threat or anything, but to me, and I know this is sort of cliche at this point, but, you know, it's not that you'll be replaced by AI, you'll be replaced by someone using AI. And so like I posted something yesterday in a real estate group, and somebody engaged with it in a manner saying basically, no, do it yourself, use your brain, don't use AI. And I'm, you know, look, it's no skin off my back, and I don't disagree with the idea that it's good to be able to use your brain, but I think it's a foregone conclusion that this is the direction the world's headed in, and you're at risk of being left behind if you drag your feet on adoption. Now, that's, again, like I said, it's not a, it doesn't do anything for me whether you use it or you don't use it. I've just seen how transformative it could be, which makes me so passionate about showing others how to engage with it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. There's so many things that you talked about there that just resonate home with me, not the least of which is, as you know, I'm a huge proponent of a prompt framework instead of saving all these prompts. Now, I know a lot of the people in my group, they love the prompts, and I'll help them with that. But yeah, I'm huge on just have a framework, because it's interesting. I just got off a call before our podcast recording here, and the gentleman who was leading that, who happens to be a national coach that most anybody in this call would know, I'm not going to name drop, but he talked about the fact that he never copy and pastes prompts, because why? He'd have to go find them. He'd have to go search for them. He'd have to then admit. Right. It's so much easier instead to simply follow a framework, carry on a conversation, much as we would if you and I were working on a project.
Exactly.
Today. It would really be incredibly similar to that. So, well, talk to me a little bit as we wrap up. If there's people listening and they're going, okay, I'm not so sure about this AI thing, maybe they're accepting it's not actually going to go away at this point. But as they look at that, what do you recommend that average business owner, particularly a real estate professional, what should they be doing to bring AI into their business to help them save time, make more money, and deliver more value to their clients? Any suggestions there?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I do, and I'm a big, this will sound funny for some of the people that will listen that know me, I'm an advocate of keeping your tech stack simple. So not having programs beyond what you need. And in particular, my bookkeeper will laugh at that, because I feel like once a week she's coming to me and go, what is this monthly thing we're paying for now? But if I were talking to someone that just wants to get started, I'd say look in your existing tech stack for AI tools. I would start with your CRM, especially in real estate, because that's a huge area of challenge, which is, lead nurturing. I talked about earlier, lead nurturing, lead conversion. And a lot of the CRMs that real estate agents use have some really incredible built-in AI tools, things that will engage with leads as they come in and hand them off to you once they've been warmed up. I mean, it's incredible. The other thing I'd look at is I know you and I have joked over how Google has done this transformation from being in last place of the AI leaderboard to now. I mean, they have some really incredible tools, and a lot of people are using Google Workspace as their email and other tools. So they have Gemini tools available to them. I have become a ridiculously huge fan of Google Notebook LM as a training a simulator. So you bring all your training into your Google Notebook LM, and just like that, you've got a chattable knowledge base for your team. It's an incredible tool. So, those are the kinds of things that I would have them start with, the things where they can get the most leverage and for the least bang for the buck. Look first where they're already spending money. Then, we would look at kind of what are their main pain points. Because for some people, it's, if they're a single agent, it's going to be different than if they're a broker, than if they're somebody that wants to franchise or whatever. But in all those cases, there's ways that we can leverage AI to help them. What I always talk about is I want you to get the most out of your business and the most out of your life. And those sometimes can be competing interests. And I don't want to, I stole that from one of my favorite books. Buy Back Your Time. And then Die with Zero.
Both are good books. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so that's where I get get the most out of your life and or out of your business and out of your life. And to me, the way you do that is you have to unlock yourself from your business. Again, a little tongue in cheek, but I always talk about how when you open a small business, you're building your own prison. You're creating, a job, and the only way to leverage your way out of that is to document your processes, apply an eliminate, automate, delegate framework to your processes so that you get rid of the things you shouldn't be doing, you automate the things you can, and then you delegate almost everything else. And then, you know, you're going to bring AI into your business to help you with all those things. So I think I went a little far afield of your question, but
not at all. No, I think that's actually spot on. I really do think that's hugely relevant. So no, I think that's excellent overall. Absolutely.
Cool.
But well, let me ask you this. People want to get in touch with you, Clay. They want to figure out how to do that, especially if in the real estate field. Again, I want to encourage that. You've got an active coaching program. You're building an amazing group, all that. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
I mean, I think the best starting place is to join my free Facebook community. That's it's called Unstuck, and it is AI for real estate and entrepreneurs. And so in that group, you know, I share prompts, I share trainings, I share articles, just anything. I'm trying to, and there's other contributors, which has been really exciting to see that other people are coming in and offering value to people. And then they can simply, you know, my website is really easy to remember. It's imclaylayman.com. For any Anchorman fans out there, I wanted it to be imclaylayman?com, but they wouldn't allow the question mark. So, but that's my website. And then, you know, old fashioned, you could email me at clay@imclaylayman.com. But really, I think the best like entry point is that Facebook group. That's a great place for, because we've got, you know, closing in on 1,000 real estate agents and entrepreneurs that are all in there learning together. You know, we have an upcoming training. I'm going to be doing a training on June 25th, which I don't know when this will air. So it's either upcoming
or goes out before that. So you'll definitely get that on there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So I'm going to do a, and it's effectively creating lead magnets using AI. So I'm going to be demonstrating sort of the why, and then how do you brainstorm and create the ideas with chat, and then use the very beautiful Gamma to create your lead magnets. Oh, Gamma's, I think it's one of the more undervalued, it's definitely getting a lot of play, but I use it extensively. It's incredible. So anyways, yeah, so I'll be doing that, but I'd love to connect with folks. It's just so much fun to either connect with people that are wanting to learn more, or I love connecting with people that know more than I do so that I can learn from them. You know, our motto in our group is, learn, do, teach. And again, as with everything that I say, I stole that, and that came from Buy Back Your Time. But I just love that motto, and it's the way I learn. I like to learn, and then I do it, and then I like to show other people. And so that's what I would love to see more people come in and do with us.
I love it. Well, I want to encourage you. You've demonstrated and taken that action. You've done all the things that come along with that. You've worked to build that. And just kudos to you for actually, you know, embracing and figuring out how to leverage AI in your own business and in your life to create a life that you love and leveraging your skill and experience. So Clay, I'm so grateful you took the time to join us today. It's fantastic. I want to encourage you, if you're in the real estate business, reach out to Clay. You will not be disappointed. He has tremendous expertise there and can guide you and help out. So yeah, reach out. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you all. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Jonathan.